In the cafeteria of Preston Middle School, caucus meetings started out the way most did across the state. And like many precincts, it was the question of whether Mitt Romney or Rick Santorum would be best suited to beat President Barack Obama this fall. Mac McMullen supported Romney 4 years ago, but as he addressed his precinct, McMullen wondered whether Romney's support of health care legislation in Massachusetts would make him vulnerable.
We have four candidates. Tonight we're going to promote one of them. Which one are you going to choose? I don't know yet.
Across the room, 20-something Army veteran Eric Ringenberg came to his first caucus to support Ron Paul.
And I know a lot of former military officers such as myself believe he's spot on all the issues and that we're creating more problems overseas.
Back at McMullen's table, it's decision time.
Okay, fold him in half and just pass him down.
So it's crunch time here.
Yeah.
Have you decided?
I don't know. This came too quick.
McMullen stares at his white ballot and circles Rick Santorum's name. In the end, he says it's about winning in November and not finding the perfect candidate.
We just need to find someone that can beat Obama. That's all there is to it.
For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood in Fort Collins.
I'm Jackie Fortier in Greeley. At Dayspring Christian Academy, the mostly baby boomer crowd got right down to business and quickly took their preference poll. While the economy has been front and center in the debates, social issues motivated Angie Sickler to choose Rick Santorum because she thinks Mitt Romney is unqualified.
It's almost like being back in high school again. The popular guy gets the vote, and it's not always the best guy for the job.
She said conservatives need to look at the candidate's track record and not be swayed by just their monetary backing.
They'd find that Mitt Romney has been a liar time and time again. I hate to say it, but he's said things and then gone back on them and said something different, and it's just he's not consistent.
Though Romney has recently shifted his focus to religious freedom and gay marriage, the economy is the top issue for fellow business owner Chris Thompson, who earlier in the day shook Romney's hand at a Northern Colorado campaign stop.
I think he's certainly much more appealing to the independent voter that doesn't want to see the ideological extremes left or right.
Given the closeness of the race between Romney and Santorum last night, whoever goes on to secure the nomination will need to win over the third of Colorado's voters who are independent. For KUNC, I'm Jackie Fortier.
Okay, Ron Paul, 1, Gingrich, 5, Santorum, 9, and Romney, 14.
I'm Nathan Heffel in Parker. Mitt Romney had a tough night across most of Colorado, but he came out on top in Douglas County. Bob Haflin has been attending Colorado caucuses since 1982. He threw his support to Romney because he believes he's the best person to beat President Obama. However, his choice isn't necessarily black and white.
My values align with Romney, but they also align with people like Santorum and stuff like that. But I don't think those people are going to be able to beat Obama. I'm not worried about the little bit of misspeaks and things like that. What worries me is the ability to get the job done once they're in there.
While many of her peers were also behind Romney, Paula Maley came into Tuesday night's caucus squarely behind Rick Santorum. She believes he's the man that holds her faith values and can return the country to its conservative roots.
I hear he has really connected with, you know, the values that people have. So I hope we really get a conservative and that we really turn back to God.
With all of the Douglas County precincts reporting around 11 p.m., Romney beat Santorum 47% to 33%. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.
I'm Kirk Ziegler in downtown Denver. The race was still too close to call when Romney addressed a small crowd of supporters in a noticeably small auditorium in the Tivoli Student Center.
That's a little smaller than the 2,800 people last night that were in Arapahoe High School, but you guys are just as loud. Congratulations. Thank you. Boy, it's great to be in Denver tonight. A lot of snow on the ground.
What Romney said next marked the first time in three recent Colorado rallies, anyway, where he actually mentioned one of his GOP rivals by name.
This was a good night. For Rick Santorum, want to congratulate Senator Santorum, wish him the very best. We'll keep on campaigning down the road, but I expect to become our nominee with your help.
Romney then returned to his familiar script of acting like the frontrunner and targeting his attacks on President Obama. Even though Rick Santorum's upset here last night and wins in Minnesota and Missouri are raising questions over whether he can rally his party's hardline conservative base.
And when this primary season is over, we're going to stand united as a party behind our nominee to defeat Barack Obama and to restore the values that have made America the greatest nation in the history of the earth.
Colorado's caucuses are symbolic preference polls, and delegates can change their votes when it comes time for the state party convention. Romney supporter Jennifer Ward is a delegate from her precinct in Westminster. She drove down to last night's watch party after caucusing.
And I'm hopeful that when we get to April, the delegates will decide that Romney is the Colorado choice.
But it's clear that after last night, Mitt Romney still has a long way to go to build the support he initially enjoyed here in 2008 when he won 60% of the vote. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.